Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, with us for another 15, 20 minutes. We'll tell you how to get his great newsletter before he leaves us. We're taking your calls right now. Let me just state the basics here. This is from the RAND Corporation, from the Club of Rome, from the Council on Foreign Relations, from all the books we quote and source here on air. 100 years ago plus, about 150, the royalty of Europe, the Rothschilds, others, openly said, we want an invincible dictatorship. We want a system for the elite that maintains our children, grandchildren, our progeny's monopoly of power over humanity forever. They were also into Malthusianism. They were into eugenics, which was all the rage then, right through to today. They believed their fellow man was a scourge, scum, trash, needed to be reduced, sterilized, killed. You saw Hitler. He was only one small manifestation of these people. They're carrying out operations right now covertly that are hidden in plain view, much larger than anything Hitler did. That was child's play. Just now it's more covert. What they call soft kill weapons. Look into it. It's being done to all of us right now. As they incrementally murder us and whitewash it and explain it away in the media. And I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this. He was talking about life under them. Everything he's saying is the official Chinese model, which was adopted under UN treaty and State Department treaty between the United States in 1975. George Bush Sr., of course, was the ambassador to China and to the UN at the time who set that treaty up. This is all available. And so what he's saying is what life will be like, a total planned economy. Now, we told you decades ago, Bob told you 40 years ago, what their plan was. Because he was in intelligence, and then he was in international business, and he saw it. You couldn't believe us. It was too scary. Now it's all being admitted. Now you're seeing, we told you 10, 12 years ago they would put chips in the special forces and the general troops. Now happening. Now they're admitting it in the news. You see, everything we're telling you is true. Bob, continue with the few minutes we've got, and then we'll come back and take calls in the final segment with you with what life will be like under these people.
Well, I think one of the aspects that I haven't talked about is the financial aspects, and the power source is emanating from the United States, and they are forcing all nations to give up their information, not only in American citizens who might have accounts in those nations, but also others. And when people go, let's say a person migrates from New York City to London, the British inform the United States government that so-and-so has applied for a permit here and wants to stay on a permanent basis. And the U.S. government has them run those people through Interpol before they accept them.
And that's done under treaty, that is world government, through the OECD in 1998 under agreement and then a global PAN agreement in 2000, which I'm sure you're aware of, Bob, because you're covering it now, where that's already a global government, everything being tracked.
Well, most of the nations hadn't been doing that except the United States, and now the U.S. is forcing others to do that, and so that you have absolutely no privacy. And the reason for that is that, among those other things I just told you about that they want to do, they want to be able to know where all your assets are so that they can capture them if they see fit to do so. Example, Alex, you go to some kind of a meeting in Chicago, and they say that you're a terrorist, and they put you in jail. They don't charge you, and they go out and freeze all your assets. Well, if they don't know where they are, they're going to have a hard time doing that. So that's why they want everybody's assets. So the excuse is, they can pick you up, no charge, and they can hold you indefinitely.
Exactly. A middle class can fight back with money. This is a way where they always seize your assets when they grab you so you can't defend yourself.
Exactly. And so that's the scheme that they're headed on as far as finance and personal ownership is concerned. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But again, what's pending in the wings is a collapse of the world finance and world economy. And I think that that's going to bring about total exposure in something they really can't
handle. Stay there. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Final segment with Bob Chapman. I want to get through these calls. I want every listener tuning in to understand something. They have taught the police and military that authority is everything. They now have them swear a special allegiance to the commander-in-chief, not just to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which has them then follow their oath to defend the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. And I want you to understand, what me and Bob are saying isn't even one-tenth as bad as it is. Okay? This is admitted. They're building the world into a prison grid, hence prisonplanet.com. Be sure and go to theinternationalforecaster.com twice a week, the email form of it. It is lengthy. Sometimes 30, 40 pages that I've seen. And then a couple times a month, they mail out a hard copy. If you'd rather get it that way, get a pen and paper. We'll tell you right before he leaves us in about 10 minutes how to get it if you want the hard copy. If not, theinternationalforecaster.com. Right now, let's go to Kevin in Mass. Thanks for holding, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, pleasure talking to you finally. I've been a fan of yours for a couple of years now. I found you. I'm a paid subscriber, and I've got a ton of your DVDs. But there's something I really want to talk to you about, and I think it's very, very important. I almost liken it to the Battle of Thermopylae. In Ireland tomorrow, they're holding their referendum on the Treaty of Lisbon.
That's right, the European Union, yeah.
Right, which is the repackaged constitution that the French and the Dutch voted down in 2005. Of the 27 member countries, only Ireland is allowing their people to vote on it.
Yeah, let's be clear. They brought them into the euro 50 years ago last year. The world was told it started in 2000, but they celebrated the 50th year last year, just like they'll be celebrating the European Union.
Yeah, that was the EC.
Exactly. Just like they'll be celebrating the North American Union and saying it was around since 2005 up in Waco, but the public doesn't even know it exists. And I'm glad you brought this up. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Now, the thing is, it's interesting. They repackaged the Constitution, which the French and the Dutch voted down in 2005, into a treaty now, which the other 26 member nations do not have a vote on. It's going to be rammed through their parliaments. Now, the Irish government has basically undertaken a disinformation campaign to get the people to vote yes on the thing. And I've been monitoring different European news sites and all, and the British are really upset they're not going to get the vote on it because Blair and Brown have sold them down the river.
And again, this is the freedom of the New World Order now transferring all power of the countries and to where no one can even vote against them, even in the governments. I mean, this is dictatorship. They're giving dictatorial powers to the two separate presidents. They have two different bodies of the European Union.
Right. And well, this vote is tomorrow, Alex, and I think it's probably, because if basically the Irish vote it down, it turns the clock back to 2005. And they're going to have to regroup and counterattack again. And all we can do, but one little country of less than 4 million people holds the future of perhaps Europe and the world in their hands right now.
Well, I know,
well, you're absolutely correct. And we've been following this for years. And I saw the latest poll from Ireland. 28% of the people are undecided, and it's about 40-35 against the treaty for those who seem to think they know how they're going to vote. So it's an undecided group, and yes, there's all kinds of propaganda going on in order to get this, quote, agreement through, which, as you said, is a repackaged constitution. And yes, it is that important, as you have stated. It can change the course of the world.
Well, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Good job, and keep it up. Keep on those builder Nazis, I call them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my producer right now for today and tomorrow, call We Are Change Ireland immediately. I want to get him on for 10 minutes at the end of the show today after the guy hunger striking in front of McCain's office for 9/11 Truth. We have the state senator popping on who's been challenging him and calling him and writing him letters asking McCain to simply meet for 1 hour with 9/11 Truth. And this man, 16 days into a hunger strike, will end the hunger strike. He's in, you know, getting really weak out there in that heat, 16 days in. But, yeah, there's so much happening, Bob, that I've been meaning for weeks. I have covered it some and had We Are Change on about this a few months ago several times, We Are Change Ireland. But they've gone from being behind in the polls to it now, as you said, being neck and neck. And they do have a better voting system. It's still got some fraud, but not as obviously fraudulent as ours. And this is important. The first time in 50 years, they let the Europeans vote in France and one other nations. They voted it down by 75-76% in one country, 70%+ in the other. And still, they just said, we're going to go ahead with it, even if you don't like it. And they had the 50th anniversary, because they say it officially started with the Treaty of Rome. The European Union secretly started, and this is now admitted. See, this is how they lie, folks, you know, with the Treaty of Rome, 1957. They had the celebrations last year in every European capital, and I saw the news video and the photos. They would have jugglers and floats and spend millions of dollars, millions of euros per city, and no one would show up. It would be cops lining the streets, empty, with jugglers and people celebrating and fireworks with no one. I mean, no one. That shows why the New World Order is going to die, because they can control the media and say everybody loves it and say everybody wants it. They can deny it exists, even as the European Union does exist. This is the mind control, Bob, but they are not going to ever get us to love it, are they?
No, they're not. It's an interesting poll that was taken about 2 months ago in Germany in regard to the euro. 67% of the people wanted the Deutschmark back, and interestingly enough, further, 72.3% of the women in Germany did not want the euro. And, of course, they're the ones that spend most of the money in the household. And I think that's very representative. Germany is tired of carrying the remainder of the eurozone in the balance of payments.
It's the engine.
Surplus, which they have, which otherwise would be a very large deficit. And as many other things, but, and I know Germany makes up 45% of the Eurozone, but the point is that they're carrying the whole thing, and the people are tired of it.
Well, let's be clear here. 75 or 76% that voted against it in France, 70-plus percent in Belgium, the only countries they let vote against it, they wouldn't let them vote. And now in every country, in England, it's 80-plus percent, but they go ahead and sign on to a judicial treaty, which is really governmental. And now they admit that 80, was a story yesterday in the Times of London, 80-plus percent, was 81% of laws in England are European Union laws now. No one wants
That's part of that harmonization process. And incidentally, the other country wasn't Belgium, was Holland.
That's right, Holland, excuse me.
And that's the harmonization process that they're doing underground, so to speak, out of the sight of the public. And they're doing this throughout the entire world.
Now, again, is this freedom? They're militarizing the police. They're putting cameras up everywhere. Every European country is over 70% not wanting it. And the government just says, we don't care. See? I mean, this is the new world order. 90-plus percent of us want to control the borders. Doesn't happen. Gallup poll. 70 to 80%, depending on the poll, don't want the war. We're into year 5-plus. It just doesn't stop. We don't want RFIDs. 99% of Texans in a Houston Chronicle poll, 99% don't want toll roads on existing roads, don't want a Spanish company doing it. They just do it. I mean, Bob, this is tyranny, isn't it?
It's Nazism.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Ms. Jones. I think just a couple things I'd like to say. I watched Mark Dice in his interview on Fox, and the young lady that interviewed him kind of made a comment as to why he wanted the soldiers to have that information.
About 9/11 being an inside job, yes.
Yes. And I kind of like to direct it back to Lieutenant Watada. And when he was given an illegal order, and that's why you would want a soldier to have that information. You know, a soldier doesn't want to comply with an illegal order.
We know the war was based on lies, on WMDs and everything else, and they need to know the rest of the story, the rest of who did the attacks. It's our right as citizens to mail troops packages through these groups. It's our First Amendment, and we're going to do it. And then they had the headline yesterday on Fox after that, 9/11 truth goes postal, implying we're killing people, and then they admitted under that it was mailing them videos. So, see, Bob Chapman, look at that deceptive headline. Comments on it.
I have no comment.
But that's amazing to say 9/11 truth goes postal is the headline story, top story on Fox yesterday, you know, implying somebody who saw that would think 9/11 truth had killed a bunch of people.
Well, they also implied that, you know, a soldier wouldn't want that information being out in the field. And if you would want to know if you were being given an order to commit a war crime. If you could not obey that order because it's not a legal order.
Terror Storm is the video.
Point.
Yeah, good point. Terror Storm is one of the main videos being recommended by Mark Dice and the ResistanceManifesto.com. And it's the perfect one. It shows mainstream news where British intel dresses up like Arabs and runs around killing people to get more of our troops killed. They were caught. Bob Chapman, isn't that important information for the troops to have?
It is, and it's absolutely true. In fact, what happened is that two of them were put in jail by the authorities in Iraq, and their comrades came with a tank and went through the wall of the jail and took these people who were in jail out.
And the news admitted they were running around shooting Iraqi police and blaming it on Al-Qaeda.
Another thing that bothered me is after they came out with this Senate Intelligence Committee report and the Democrats were up there and they said, yes, this shows that they violated, we went to war illegally. And then they said that they weren't going to be any prosecutions. You know, they have an obligation, just like a soldier has an obligation under the law, to pursue, anybody engaged in war crimes.
Absolutely. Look, we're out of time. Bob Chapman, fire out the toll-free number for folks to call and get a hard copy of the newsletter.
1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Bob, it was great having you on for an hour plus today. We really appreciate you and the InternationalForecaster.com.
Well, thank you very much. I love being here, and I'll be back.
Key Info, straight ahead. More of your calls. Two big guests. Stay with us.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 11, 2008, gold, 875, 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 901, 443.85 for half, 221.93 for quarter. That's 901, 443.85, and 221.93. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Blair Gadsby, he's on a 16-day hunger strike. He's popping in for about a 10-minute report with us in the next segment. We'll continue with open phones after that. Hunger strike for 9/11 truth. And we've got State Senator Karen Johnson who is in the newspaper today in Phoenix, calling for McCain to go ahead and give this guy an hour to have a meeting with him about 9/11 truth that he'll end his hunger strike. So it's getting the press attention that it was intended to do at this poor guy's expense. But we certainly do wholeheartedly appreciate him for what he is doing there. That is coming up in the next segment with that guest. In this segment, I want to take a few minutes out to encourage listeners out there to continue to support InfoWars.com and the radio show, what we're doing here. I've signed a lease last week after the money bomb was successful for a larger office. We have to have that first. It's a warehouse, though. It's literally the cheapest square footage we could find in Austin. It's 7,800-plus square feet, just shy of 8,000 square feet. They're having to put in a wall right now. They're putting in new carpet. It was pretty bad in there. And then we got to move in, have all the telecommunications put in, the equipment. It'll take a few months as we move over there while we're continuing all our other duties, all our other reporting, all the other films we're making, the release of we're still working on the cover. It's been sent off to be mass-produced last week for Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. My new film, just got the trailer for that up today on InfoWars.com in a YouTube video, but the encoding on the YouTube video isn't what I'd like. For those that know the tricks on that, man, I see amateurs with encodings to YouTube that look so good, and we try and try and just can't make it as crisp. Give us tips. Send Aaron tips at Aaron@InfoWars.com. But the point is, that's up there. We want you to spread the word. It's really the first three-minute intro to the film. We've got official trailers coming out Friday and next week. More trailers as we build towards that. So kind of an update on what we're doing here. The money bomb was extremely successful. I mean, the folks that thought up the idea to do it, Mr. Nordstrom, Eric Nordstrom, who had come up with the Ron Paul money bomb ideas, he wanted to raise $2 million. And, I think $250,000. $225,000 of it raised in one day, another $25,000 raised in the 5 days after that until last Friday. It's just incredible, and we're doing the accounting on that now. I'm even going to take that out of our general business bank account. I'm going to put it into a separate account. And I'm going to make sure that every cent of it, because out of the other account, you know, I spend some of it for my own household and car and things like that. But there's another reason, not just accounting, so I follow my pledge of spending 100% of it on fighting the New World Order and getting the word out. It's also so that I don't have to pay taxes on it. I mean, if it's all spent on business and expenses and computers and paying employees, I guess except for the taxes they pay, it'll almost all be spent directly towards the cause and not back to Big Brother. So that's another good reason that I did it that way. And so $250,000, $240,000 of it is cleared. Some of it still hasn't cleared, but it's right at $250,000. In fact, $243,000 cleared as of yesterday. Some of it that came in late last week is just now clearing today, and it may be a little bit above $250,000. And that's a drop in the bucket compared with what the New World Order has against us. But for every dollar we have, we fight millions of dollars of their lies effectively. And so it will all be spent on fighting the New World Order and expanding what we're doing. People are like, well, it's been a week since the money bomb. Where's the new TV network? I told you. If I get a new TV show up even once a week, on Dish or DirecTV, for 1 hour a week in the next 6 months, we'll be doing good. I mean, we actually do things here. It's easy to dream and say things and make things up and then not do it. We actually do what we say. So my goal is in the next 5 to 6 months to have a TV show up. By the way, some fools have sent me emails saying it costs hundreds of thousands per hour on there. No, it doesn't. We're talking about thousands of dollars an hour on there. And we're talking about... for the whole channel on one of those, we're talking about $500,000 a year, which sounds like a lot. But if we can get it up and running, we can get the advertising. It's got enough viewers. But see, I wouldn't just do it if we're just going to put a show on. It's that we're going to be able to use the internet, the talk radio audience, to spread the word. It'll have a huge built-in audience, which will then, hopefully, because the goal is to be able to make enough money to pay for itself off advertising within 6 months to a year. And then, with that beta tested, it can expand within 6 months to a weekly, from a weekly to a daily, and then maybe even do a network. But that's up to the support. It's up to the work we do. We got a big job ahead of us, and we are going to be getting that done. Okay, so we're working our tails off. So I salute you and thank all of you out there that made the Money Bomb so successful. Thank you so much. We made history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find
Well, it's made quite a few of the local papers in Phoenix and Tucson. Even made a few blurbs in the national news. And it's going to take people like Blair Gadsby to stop the New World Order from staging more terror attacks. And his hunger strike, now into the 16th day, is commendable out there in 100-plus degree heat outside John McCain's senatorial office and presidential campaign office. There in Arizona, it made the Arizona Republic a couple days ago. Lawmaker asked McCain to talk with 9/11 theorists. Well, the official story is a theory that's been totally disproven. That's the whole point. An Arizona state senator is petitioning presumptive GOP presidential nominee John McCain to meet with 9/11 conspiracy theorists, including an adjunct professor from Scottsdale who has been fasting outside McCain's Phoenix office. State Senator Karen Johnson, a Mesa Republican, delivered a letter to McCain's Senate office asking that he sit down with Scottsdale activist Blair Gadsby. This happened a week ago. And a pair of leading members of the 9/11 Truth Movement to consider alternative explanations of September 11, 2001 attacks and the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. Gadsby's first outside McCain's Senate office entered its 10th day today. And again, this was last week. There are so many questions left unanswered, said Johnson, who called for a new independent investigation into the attacks. And it made him report in here that WTC was the third building to collapse at the complex, though it wasn't directly struck by either aircraft. Gadsby said that he'll maintain his office vigil until McCain pledges to sit down with him. Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth, and Stephen Jones, a physicist who claims to have done laboratory analysis and found evidence of explosives in the World Trade Center rubble. Their conditions? A pledge of 2 hours with McCain, plus national media coverage. Gadsby, an adjunct community professor, said he's been told by McCain staffers that the senator is too busy to meet. The Republic has no luck Tuesday reaching representatives from either McCain's Senate office or presidential campaign, but he appears unsympathetic to 9/11 conspiracy theorists. The official story's been disproven. They admit the White House lied. That's all come out in hearings. We are not conspiracy theorists. And occasionally has sparred with them on the campaign trail over the past year. He wrote the foreword to the 2006 book entitled 9/11 Myths, Why Conspiracy Theorists Can't Stand Up to the Facts. And the whole thing's a big lie by the fathers of yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing. It was written by the editors of Popular Mechanics magazine. And there's another story from We Are Change on this today as well. Phoenix 9/11 Truth activists start hunger strike at McCain's office. So joining us is the individual that is doing this. That's Blair Gadsby. Thank you for coming on with us, Professor.
Hey, good to be with you, Alex.
Am I correct in saying you're 16 days into this?
Today's day number 17.
17, okay. I had read 16 today. 17 days. So what day did this start?
It started on Memorial Day Monday. That we thought it was appropriate that our folks have gone off and died defending freedom. Well, doggone it, I'm expressing that freedom now.
Where are you right now, Mr. Gadsby?
I'm right out by the road here on the easement by the sidewalk under some shade. As you know, the Phoenix sun is pretty intense. But I'm right outside U.S. Senator John McCain's office on 5353 North 16th Street in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah, it gets up to 120 there sometimes. How hot is it now?
It can be brutal. They're forecasting 100 today. Yesterday was 108. I think that was the worst of it. Today should be a little bit of relief.
How are you feeling 17 days into a hunger strike?
I'm starting to feel it, Alex. I'm pretty weak. I can feel my legs getting a little rubbery. I'm kind of a thin guy to begin with at 150 to 55 pounds, typically at 5'11", and I checked in at 124 there last night. So, yeah, I don't have much to spare here, and they know I'm waiting.
Unbelievable. Well, you've already won in that it's gotten a lot of local news coverage. And as this develops, everybody needs to call Phoenix TV, radio stations, newspapers, and tell them to get on this and have them come out and look at the evidence. But look, what did Mark Dice do? He came up with the idea, said instead of just mailing peace packages or things to the troops, they have these programs where, you know, you can, quote, write letters or send packages to the troops. Don't label it, but in there with candy or in there with letters or in there with other things, send them DVDs or computer disk or thumb drive saying, check this out. Mail it to the troops that 9/11 is an inside job. That's a key weak point on the New World Order, using our military to destroy our currency, to kill a million more Iraqis, and to destroy our name internationally. So that's something else we're doing. We're hitting them at every angle. And individuals like the professor we've got on, people like Mark Dice, everybody, We Are Change, out in front of everybody, 9/11, truth groups, all of them. It's so exciting together, and more people are accepting the facts that it's an inside job. They're looking, they're finding out the truth. What do you want to say to the international audience right now, sir?
I want to say, Alex, that I'm counting at 20 to 25 thumbs up to a ratio of one thumbs down, just on the vehicular traffic going by. So, you know, there is awareness out there, even though the mainstream press is sitting all over this. And in spite of us breaking out into the Arizona Republic, which is largely a result of Karen Johnson's efforts, I'm not sure that they would have given me the time of day had it not been for Karen Johnson agitating for my cause. But nevertheless, in spite of this corporatized conglomerate media really stifling this story, people are aware. So all I can say to folks who would have an interest in this topic and trying to push this effort into the limelight is call your local stations and say, what's going on out there in McCain's office? Why is it this guy wants to talk to him? And then that gives us an open door to present 9/11 truth issues.
Have the local radio stations been having you on?
Oh, I've done a slew of web radio stations. There's been one station, KTAR. They were just awful to me. I mean, other than giving me the wacko treatment and on the weekend here, they sent me out a pizza quite sarcastically, and they've been nothing but ridiculing.
Yeah, then, of course, we're conspiracy theorists about how they're destroying the dollar on purpose or destroying our country or setting up a police state. All these fools are going to find out, unfortunately, they were on the wrong side, their weakness and their denial. Now, Karen Johnson's on with us in about an hour. She says she's basically at McCain's office right now. Have you seen her go in yet?
Not as of yet, Alex, no.
Yeah, she told me that she's going to be getting there in about right around now in the next 30 minutes. We just talked to her a few minutes ago. She's coming on after that in about an hour from now after she tries to talk to people in McCain's office. So hopefully they'll listen to her. But we need more people to come out there. Give folks the address that are listening anywhere in Arizona to come down there and spend a day with you in solidarity. Also, I know there's a lot of YouTube videos. We've been posting them at InfoWars.com. 9/11 bloggers have been posting some of them as well. We need to show this. This is what I see. You've got 9/11 Big Truth signs out there, 25 thumbs up for every thumbs down. When I go on talk shows, even where the host, this is even 4 or 5 years ago, it's even better now, I would sit there marking, you know, four lines and then a fifth line through it, where I would take 20, 30, 40, 50 calls in a 2-3 hour interview with the host calling me a kook, a nut, playing helicopter noises, you know, and the black helicopter noises in the background, laughing at me, with caller after caller agreeing. I'll never forget one on Kogo in San Diego. They just flipped out and then hung up on me, and I went and listened on the web. This is like 6 years ago, and every caller was agreeing with me, and he said, it's a full moon. That's it. We're not doing this discussion anymore because, again, we're beating them. We're beating them.
Alex, if I can say something, I've met these guys face-to-face, these radio commentators and these one writer in the New Times that did a real nasty smear job on me, and they're intellectual lightweights, Alex. They had no arguments. They had no serious rebuttal to the evidence that we're bringing forward. Now, I've been zeroing in naturally on the collapse of the buildings and just trying to keep it simple so to get people thinking about wanting to... there's a reason for a new investigation. But the tactics on the mainstream press is just to smear us, not to deal with the evidence.
Sir, I'm going to let you continue. We had somebody break in on my ISDN line. You got the floor. Keep talking.
Okay, yeah. And they don't really present any serious case. And that's been, even in the Arizona Republic, which is not a tabloid, to be sure, it has, when the writer wrote that, the bar, the headline for the story, there was, in fact, a second one that came out this Monday on myself, and it was really just about the hunger strike and not really related to Karen Johnson specifically. But he said, hunger striker seeks truth, and the word truth is in quotes, on 9/11. Well, why is it? I mean, I'm a writer, too. Why is it, and I know these techniques, so why is it when we are asking questions and seeking truth, it's truth in quotations, and yet when the popular mechanics tells us the version of how the buildings came down, well, that's just the truth and you don't question it. This double standard, Alex, is just preposterous, and you have to just be, you have to really be not paying attention to see this stuff and realize that this is an orchestrated smear campaign. And first of all, a conspiracy of silence on the part of the media. And then just whenever we are given an opportunity to say something, we're ridiculed and attacked for personally, for our characters or my educational status. It's just nonsense, Alex.
Well, it certainly is, my friend. And it's going to come out that 9/11 is an inside job. The vast majority of Americans believe they've been lied to. A huge minority, as of 3 years ago, believe that, you know, 36%+ believe the government did it completely. And we've seen other polls as high as 84% in the New York Times believing that it may be an inside job, that there's a cover-up going on. And we're just gaining ground every day with governors and former German defense ministers and high-level Japanese parliament and the former, highly respected, former head of Italian intelligence and former president of Italy saying all intelligence agencies know it's an inside job. Every detective I talk to, you know, I've been out in Hollywood quite a few times with some of the stars, and they'll have their off-duty, you know, police detectives who are their bodyguards at events, and they go, oh, we all knew it was an inside job day one. Now, the average beat cop who's on fluoride and got a low IQ may not know it, and a lot of them are smart and do. But the whole point here is that they admit they lied and said they didn't know about plans to fly planes into buildings. Turned out they had those exact plans. Turns out they had to order the FBI to stop investigations. Turns out they ordered NORAD to stand down. Turns out Cheney was in the bunker ordering a stand down. Turns out that the head of Pakistani intelligence that was running the so-called hijackers did hang out with the Bushes and others right before it happened, and on the day of the event, hanging out with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. It turns out there were drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon that morning. It turns out that false blips were superimposed by the government over NORAD and the FAA. It turns out that there were U.S. troops by the tens of thousands massed to invade Afghanistan in the months before 9/11 in a buildup. It turns out Bush signed the launch order on September 10th to attack Afghanistan. All of this, and had the press releases ready to say it was for a terror attack. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, all you've got to face is the horror that killers run the government, and it isn't going to end when Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, just don't think they won't whack him if they don't want to, or John McCain get into office. This is going to continue, and we have to get out there and expose government-sponsored terror. The Clintons bombed Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. That is, the people running them did. The Bush cronies tied in with other nations attacked us on 9/11. They admit they attacked and staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They admit they staged a bunch of other events. The USS Liberty is now declassified. Chicago Tribune. It's time for the denial to stop. Criminals run our governments. They want tens of trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, in oil and police state. They want to be heroes. They stage events to get wars going. It's simple. Your comments on that, Mr. Gadsby, Blair Gadsby, in day 17 of your hunger strike.
These guys are sitting on a mountain of lies, Alex, and as you say, it's going to topple. Look at what just came out this week about the Senate hearings regarding the intelligence going into Iraq. It's not just that they worked with bad intelligence. They demonstrated that Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, Bush, they were lying. They were intentionally cherry-picking the evidence, distorting it, making a false case to go to war. So I don't know what other events need to converge into our cause to really snap the American people out of their stupor so that they can see just what they are facing in such rotten administration. We have just been so poorly administered over this past 8 years. It's just an abomination.
Well, you say poorly because you want to help the country and have a good nation. But for the globalists, they've gotten $3 trillion in no-bid contracts so far. Trillions more coming. They've stolen $4 trillion out of the Pentagon trust funds. It's totally empty now. That's admitted in congressional hearings. They say they won't say where the money went. They admittedly have flown in $60-plus billion in $100 bills, paying off privates $30,000. Up to 100,000 for sergeants, $1 million for colonels, to get them corrupt so they can threaten them with charges for taking the money, a mercenary army. They're admittedly building FEMA camps. We always told you about that. Now that's in the news. I mean, this is hell on earth. We don't have a choice.
I think we were living in Nigeria, for crying out loud. I just don't understand what's happening to our country. It's like it's imploding from the inside out.
It's a total looting. It's a total criminality. They are going for broke with a vanguard, a rear guard of militarized, brainwashed police to protect them while they do it.
God help us, Alex.
I mean, it's real simple. They've trained and ordered the cops to suppress the people, and the government to suppress the people with more taxes, regulations, no due process, while they rob everything in sight. I mean, they are just literally, folks, it's indescribable when you read the corruption, the admissions, the fake newscasts, the fake propaganda, Pentagon stooges at every major newspaper, just wall-to-wall evil, death squads domestically, Latin American death squads hired, taken to Iraq, Halliburton, DynCorp, and major newspapers running giant child kidnapping rings, White House memos about torturing two-year-olds with pliers, sexually raping them. I mean, this is hell, pit, demon stuff. This is, it's all just so off the charts.
And how do we bring this back to the people, Alex? How do we give the country back to the people? I'm almost concerned that, is it too late? Is it too late? I'm sitting out here and I wonder to myself, am I really getting through? I'm an optimist by nature. But is it too late for our country?
Well, there have been a lot of cases of ships. Here's my weird historical analysis. Who were prisoners, slaves, or prisoners chained up in the bottom of the hold, or guys that smarted off to the captain so they're chained up in the hold, and then the ship gets hit in a battle or is in a storm, and they don't unchain the guys down, and the guys chop their feet off, pull their legs out. A lot of times people escape, and it's, we're here, the water's pouring in, they're up top laughing, getting in their in their lifeboats leaving with the treasure, and we've got to do whatever we can. But the general public, as water pours in, are chained in at the oars and are just giggling at us as the water openly pours in.
That's right. It's like they should be able to see this coming. If nothing else comes of this, Alex, I hope that I've raised the awareness in my immediate area. And just, of course, for people reading the newspaper, that people are still questioning, that some of the masses will understand that people are still questioning the story of September the 11th.
Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. You doing something, other people doing other things, all of us doing things like you're doing, all of us pulling stunts for liberty, going and confronting politicians, banner hangs. Some people are talking about climbing buildings. You know, what if the Spider-Man guy would have climbed for 9/11 truth instead of phony, you know, man-made global warming? You know, we've got to hit them on every front, on every facet. People have got to do everything they can. I mean, now is the time. This is not a joke. You can't count on somebody else. If all of you listening would take action now, get involved, then nothing can stop it. We need people in Phoenix with banner hangs, marches, whatever. We need aggressive action now. Look, we just salute you out there. You're at John McCain's office, and we just are absolutely praying for you. Blair Gadsby, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Good being with you.
We'll check in with you daily as this develops. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Folks, I'm so busy covering all the massive developments that I haven't even covered the biggest story of the day. That is coming up in the next 30 minutes, detailed analysis. Then I'll cram in as many of the calls that are holding as I can. I'm so tired of people not knowing what's going on. They get an idea and then they spread all these rumors. There is a techie YouTube channel that gets millions of views per video with this French model who is the host of it that I saw a few weeks ago where they said, oh, we talk to people at tech companies. They tell us that there's a rumor that in 2012 they will fully shut off the old web and force us onto a new web. And then everybody runs around like chickens with their heads cut off. When Paul Watson has probably written 30, 40, maybe 50 articles about it, he did write one 2 years ago called MySpace is a Trojan Horse for Internet 2. And that story details everything from Internet 2, from ICANN, from the UN. All the rumors can end. The documentation can begin. Now, there is a headline story right now on PrisonPlanet.com that has links to all of the admissions. Everything we say is backed up by congressional testimony, by industry statements, by the ISPs, by Level 3, Cogent, all the big backbones. This is not a rumor. This is a fact. And I wish to heaven I can do some video of me acting stupid on air, joking around once a week, and that'll get a million views. But then we'll put out a video, as I did years ago, about Internet 2, and I just saw it surfing around last night, and in 2 years it's had like 25,000 views. That isn't going to do it. So when we get back, I am going to break all of this down. Everybody, stand by, okay? Get your recorders ready. Call everybody you know. The story is the headline on InfoWars.com right now, on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Paul Watson's article that he wrote this morning. I called him up last night and said, please write another big one. And he said, I've written 50 articles, Alex, on it. And I said, just do a new one with it all in one article. He's done that. It's like 20 pages long. Secret plan to kill the Internet by 2012 leaked. Okay? And if you want to know the admitted facts, not the speculation, you want to know exactly their stated blueprint. This is admitted. This is happening now. Okay? It's there right now for you. Before we end this hour, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the best storable foods company we found. They are the longest continually operating company out there as well. They are fabulous. I've gotten food from them 4 times. I just ordered my 5th shipment because I've also given food to family. 1-800-409-5633. It lasts 10 years in non-climate controlled, 15 or more is what they say. If it is in climate control, that is around 75, and you keep it there. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Huge banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com at eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Then the best green food I found out there with another huge line of wonderful nutritive products, healthy cocoa, healthy coffee. I use it all at my office. Most of my office takes it, and then they go to the local store where they can buy it. That's a Brave New Books, and they get it there in Austin. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Link through on their banner. You get 10% off when you click through that page automatically. Innerfood.com or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you, 866-762-9238. Again, that's 866-762-9238 or Innerfood.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's just 6 of the 20 products in their green food. 2 little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice. It tastes really good with that, tastes okay without it, doesn't make you feel high or weird. There's no speed-type junk in it like a lot of the other green foods have. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And then, again, don't forget Innerfood as well and their coffees and their cocoa and the rest of it. And then eFoods Direct, don't forget those folks. With all these uncertain times, we need to be self-sufficient for whatever's coming. So eFoodsDirect.com, Innerfood.com. Don't forget those sponsors. They make it all possible. Okay, we're going to start video live streaming here in 1 minute and the final 4th hour of the radio show. State Senator Karen Johnson coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Terrorist.